Heavenly Father, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord, your faithfulness surrounds you. Blessed is the one who trusts in you, O Lord. We praise you, Lord, for this sweet gift that you have given us in this season, Lord, to come into your holy of holies, that place of deep, abiding intimacy with you, that you may purify our hearts and refresh our spirits. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us this morning as we open up your word and spend this time together in your presence in prayer. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Show us wonderful things from your word and direct our step by its light as you draw us deeper into your love. Lord, we want to love you and honor you with all our hearts and adorn you with the highest praise. For to you alone belong all glory and honor. And it's in your worthy and wonderful name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It's a joy to be with you this morning at our 9 o'clock hour. We are here in the mornings to lift up the praise and honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have so much to praise him for. And this morning, our devotional was in Malachi chapter 3. I love this portion of scripture. It's very powerful. It says, this is Malachi 3. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. We see today, as we're talking about this great name, this mighty militant name of God, the Lord of hosts, that he is the messenger of the covenant. It is a messianic title, messenger of the covenant, and it speaks of the one who will usher in the new covenant of grace. He comes with power upon this earth to bring this message of love and grace to the earth. And Malachi prophesied this 400 years before it was fulfilled, and who we know is the true messenger of the covenant, Jesus Christ. This first verse actually speaks of two messengers. The first is John the Baptist. He's the messenger with the lowercase m, who prepares the way of the Lord by calling the people to repent. And then the messenger of the covenant himself, Jesus Christ. If you notice, in verse 1, after he mentions this name, Malachi prophesies the messenger of the covenant. He says, in whom you delight. I think that's just so sweet. He's like, this is the one you delight in, whom you delight. This is the covenant that the people were given, prophesied by Jeremiah. It's Jeremiah 31. I'm going to read it, verses 31 to 34. It says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, even though I was husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. And so we see in this new covenant that the Lord has promised to his people. It's a covenant of security. It's this covenant of immutability. It will never change, just as our Lord never changes. In this new covenant, we see the promise of fulfillment, right? Fullness. For in it, we find that God is our portion, our provider. He's the source of all of our hope, all of our life, all of our joy. We read in 1 Peter, this is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away. It's reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Our inheritance is secured by the mediator of the mediator messenger of this covenant, this new covenant of grace. And that is none other than Jesus Christ. We just read that. He promises this to us. We are secure in him. And as the ambassador of the covenant, our Lord Jesus Christ, he brings to us all the exceeding great and precious promises which pertain to life and to godliness. The messenger of the covenant, which is prophesied in Malachi, is the one who brings peace between God and man. He reconciles us to God. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who is a ransom for all. He is the messenger of the covenant of grace, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And it's by his wounds and his stripes that we were healed. For he fulfilled that covenant by his life, his death, and his resurrection. And by it, he has ushered in this new covenant of grace for us. And he stands for us as the eternal advocate before the throne of God. And he has sent his Holy Spirit to seal it in his love." I'm going to read from Hebrews. This is Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. "Now this is the main point of the things that we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it's necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, 'See that you make these things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain.' But now he, the messenger of the covenant, the true covenant, has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises." We have a mediator of a better covenant, a covenant of grace that is eternal and permanent. And we delight in his unceasing intercession for us as our great high priest, who continually is speaking messages of love over us, like he's doing it for us in this season, this sweet gift that he's given, as he's drawing us with cords of loving kindness nearer to himself and reminding us of his love as he ministers that eternal covenant to our heart. You know, we can trust him, the messenger of the covenant, the minister of that better covenant. We can trust him with the deep anguish and secret pains of our heart, because he's a faithful messenger. And he delivers all of our prayers to the throne of grace, and he perfumes them with the incense of his infinite perfections. And then he sends them back to us with messages of healing, hope, of peace, grace. So the way we show our delight in this great messenger of the covenant, the mighty Lord of hosts, who comes to us with power and vigilance and jealousy to show us the greatness of his love, is to be about our Father's business, to be diligent in our own preparations for his return. Because he says in that first verse of chapter 3 in Malachi, he is coming. Are we preparing? He's giving us that opportunity in this season to do just that. Do we doubt his coming? Do we think that he's going to delay longer when he pours out his love like this to us? We prove our delight by taking these opportunities, these special seasons of grace, and spend time with him in his word and prayer. We prove our delight for him when we come together in the fellowship of the saints, encouraging one another. We prove our delight for him by working for him, serving in his love, and spreading his gospel of grace. And he shows his delight for us by sending messages of his love and making us partakers of his joy. There's no one more worthy of our praise. And that's why we're here this morning, and every morning during these 21 days is to esteem and extol and exalt the one who is worthy of all our praise. We need to give him the glory. The first fruit of our lips every morning should go to him. He's worthy. So this morning, let's bring him an offering, a sacrifice of the fruit of our lips, praise to the Lord. You're welcome to come here to the altar and kneel, and you can pray into this microphone, or you can come to this microphone in the center, and I encourage you to do that, to pray out loud, so that all of us who are joining us, there's multitudes who are joining us, who just want to feast on divine love and enjoy the sweet presence of the Lord in these early morning hours, and just hear his name being exalted in all the earth. We want the glory, the knowledge of the Lord to flood this earth like the waters cover the sea. And we have a divine opportunity in this season to blanket this nation with his love and with the glories of his name. So let's go before him in this hour and just praise his wonderful name. This is a time for praise. We will have time to seek him in prayer throughout the day. But this morning, let's just praise his holy name. Heavenly Father, we are before you, Almighty God, our glorious King. God, we bow our hearts in reverent worship and praise, for you alone are worthy of all our praise. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you, O Lord, to sing your praises, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night. Lord, we have not come to a mountain that may be touched and that burns with fire into blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men, made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. And therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, Lord, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on all your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. For the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He is slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. O great messenger of the covenant, and mediator, and minister of our hearts, God, we lift up our lips, our hearts, our mouths with words and songs and psalms of highest praise. For we adore you, O Lord, and to you belong all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, inhabit the praises of your people this morning as we lift up your holy name.
Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, our Abba Daddy. We thank you that you love us. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you are eternal, that you know all things in all time, that you know every detail of our lives and every thought of our minds, every intent of our hearts, and that you love us. You love us in the midst of all of that. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Thank you, Lord, that you are with those we love. Thank you, Lord, for sacrificing your son for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being that sacrifice for us. Thank you that we can come to you, that you tore the veil, that you made it possible for us to come to you with everything. Thank you, Lord, that you just are. You are the I am. You are everything we need, and you always will be. Thank you for the hope that you give to us now and for eternity. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.
God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
close friend gave me this prayer card. It was written by Dr. Charles Stanley, and I felt led to read it this morning. It's "Put on your spiritual armor." Lord, by faith, here's what I'm doing right now to prepare myself for the coming day. I'm putting on the belt of truth. I ask you to make it very clear to me what I am to accept into my life and what I am to reject. Help me to see clearly the motives of others as they deal with me and converse with me. Let me walk in your truth, making decisions and choices according to your plans and purposes for my life. I am putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Guard my emotions today. Protect my heart. Help me to take into my life only those things that are pure and nothing that is poisonous or pollution. Help me to live in integrity and to have a reputation based upon doing, saying, believing, thinking, and feeling the right things. Help me to live in the right relationship with you every moment of this coming day. I'm putting on my spiritual boots to shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help me to stand and walk in your peace and to move forward in the ways that bring your peace and love to others. Help me to have a full confidence and assurance that come from knowing that I am filled with your peace today. You can give to those who are your children. Help me to be a peacemaker. Show me where to walk, how to walk, as you would walk. I'm picking up the shield of faith. Help me to trust you to be my victor in every area of my life today. Help me to trust you to defend me, provide for me, and keep me in safety every hour of this day. I'm putting on the helmet of salvation. Guard my mind today. Bring to my remembrance all that you have done for me as my Savior. Let me live in the hope and confidence that you are saving me, rescuing me, and delivering me from evil. I'm picking up my sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Bring to my remembrance today the verses of the Bible that I have read and memorized, and help me to apply them to the situations and circumstances I will face. Let me use your word to bring your light into the darkness of the world and to defeat the enemy when he comes to tempt me. Father, I want to be fully clothed in the identity of Jesus Christ today. I am in Christ. He is in me. Help me to fully realize and accept that he is my truth, my righteousness, my peace, my Savior, the source of my faith, and the ever-present Lord of my life. I want to bring glory to your name today. I ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A prayer by Charles Stanley.
Blessed and Holy Father, I give you thanks, Lord God, that you have called each and every one of us here today in this place, in this time. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we give you thanks that you are King. You're the one and only, you're the true and living, most high God. I give you thanks, Lord God, that you shed your blood for our provision, Lord Jesus, that you've made the way straight. I ask, Lord God Almighty, bless yours with your spirit, with your power, with your glory, with your might. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you would descend on this place with power, with discernment, Lord God Almighty, to understand the times we're living in, Lord Jesus. I pray and ask, Lord God Almighty, that you give us discernment to know and understand, Lord God. I pray for all the Palestinians that have been displaced in Israel, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you would show them, Lord God, you are a God of love, not a God of hate, and provide a way, Lord God. I ask, Lord, in your mighty name, I give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, that you are the Most High, that you are the King of Kings, that you are the Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, and we give you thanks for all that, Lord. I pray, Lord, that each and every person that comes into this place and prays, Lord, I pray a hedge of protection against the schemes of the enemy that would come against us, Lord. And I pray and ask that you move in a mighty way in this place, in this congregation. I give you thanks, Lord, that you've called us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Sing praises and bless his holy name.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Heavenly Father, we just stand in awe of your majesty this morning. The God that spoke the universe into existence. The mighty, powerful, awesome God that's had no beginning or no end. From our limited understanding, Lord, we just humbly bow our hearts before you this morning, and we give you your praise and all the honor and all the glory due to your name, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord.
My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Your grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, you ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The people fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
Psalm 103. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Who forgives all of your sins, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your strength is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He has made known his ways of righteousness and justice to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in compassion and loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins as we deserve, nor rewarded us with punishment according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear and worship him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He is just as a father, loves his children, so the Lord loves those who fear and who worship him with awe-filled respect and deepest reverence. For he knows our mortal frame, and he remembers that we are merely dust. Lord, thank you for gathering us again today. Thank you for the gift of your love and your compassion and your mercy. Thank you for loving us when we are unlovable. Thank you that you are always seeking after our good and that you have so much in store for us, Lord. Thank you for humbling our hearts and for allowing us to worship you with our lips. Thank you for this church, and may we be a house of prayer, Lord God, before you, humbled and seeking your face in every way, shape, and form, attitude, service, Lord. We want to worship you with who we are, Lord. Help us not to forget your faithfulness and all of your benefits. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven and with saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice, for you have given him his heart's desire. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power.
Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Indeed, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The nations also will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel when my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness, even in our disobedience and when we are faithless, Lord, you remain faithful. And Lord, we know that your word is true. And we look forward to the day of your return. In Jesus' name.
Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you. O God, my God. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he has become their Savior. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Your gates shall be open continually. They shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God your glory. Praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which will not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Psalms 89 and 11. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. The world and all it contains, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon shout for joy at your name. You have a strong arm. Your hand is mighty, your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Dear Lord, just thank you, Lord, for your protection upon Israel last night and the power that we saw through you, Lord, and your anointing on them, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are in full control, Lord, and that you love us, and we thank you for the victory of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Lift your glad voices and triumph on high, for Jesus has risen and we shall not die. Vain were the terrors that gathered around him, and short the dominion of death and the grave. He burst from the fetters of evil that bound him, resplendent in glory to live and to save. Loud was the chorus of angels on high, the Savior has risen and we shall not die. Glory to God in full anthems of joy, the being God gave us death cannot destroy. Sad were the life we may part with tomorrow, if tears were our birthright and death were our end. But Jesus has cheered the deep valley of sorrow and bade us immortal to heaven ascend. Lift your voices in triumph on high, for Jesus has risen and we shall not die. O mighty messenger of the covenant, you have sent us a message of grace. We praise you, Lord, for you have written your love upon our hearts and inscribed us on your hands, and you will never let us go. We have so much to praise you for you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, in your wonderful, worthy, and holy name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go out in the joy of the Lord today. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon at noon. And just a reminder, we do not have the live prayer service tonight at 6:00. There'll be a normal church service this evening, so please feel free to join on that on the live stream. But I pray you have a blessed day in Jesus' name.